Forced Migration Review, Issue 41, December 2012. Are Refugees an Economic Burden or Benefit? By Roger Zetter. The notion of the refugee burden has become firmly rooted in the policy vocabulary of governments and humanitarian actors. Understandably, governments emphasize the negative impacts and costs, but these, although undeniable and well-documented, are only part of the picture. 30 years ago, ICARA I, International Conference on Assistance to Refugees in Africa, 1981, and ICARA II, 1984, highlighted the burden that refugees place on their hosts, imposing additional costs on already hard-pressed public and social welfare budgets, arresting economic growth, distorting markets, causing environmental degradation, and putting political strains on already fragile and conflict-affected countries. On the other hand, refugees also bring economic benefits and development potential, for example, new skills, and, above all, expanding consumption of food and commodities such as building materials, which stimulates growth of the host economy. At the same time, the host community may benefit from assistance programs such as infrastructure and welfare services provided by agencies responding to refugees' needs. Surprisingly, detailed assessments of the impacts and costs of refugees, or internally displaced persons, is a major gap in the humanitarian toolkit. Donors rarely analyze the economic outcomes of their program and project investment, which globally is worth about $8.4 billion U.S. dollars per annum from OECD DAC, and Note 1, countries alone. To the extent that any evaluation does take place, and this is rare, usually descriptive, and always incomplete, governments tend to assess the impacts and costs for the host community, while donors and NGOs focus on the outcomes of their skills development and income-generating projects or cash and vouchers assistance for refugee livelihoods. Neither approach provides an aggregate amount of the macro and microeconomic and fiscal impacts and costs. And quantitative methods and hard empirical data are noticeable by their absence. Curiously, economists have largely neglected these important policy and conceptual challenges, in contrast to the countless qualitative studies on refugee livelihoods by sociologists and anthropologists. Overall, it is usually contended that the costs of refugees on their hosts, rising food and commodity prices, the depression of local wage rates, fiscal pressures, increasing environmental degradation, outweigh other micro and macroeconomic benefits. A significant exception to this analytical gap is a recent, largely microeconomic study of Dadaab Refugee Camp, End Note 2, which showed that the positive economic impact of the camps for the host community was $14 million U.S. dollars, about 25% of the per capita income of the province. Income benefits to the host community from the sale of livestock and milk alone were $3 million U.S. dollars, while over 1,200 local people benefited from refugee camp-related employment or trade-related work. Studies such as this, though few and far between, introduce the complexity and diversity of typical impacts as well as their negative and positive characteristics. The problem to date has been the lack of a comprehensive framework with appropriate analytical tools and systematic methodologies to provide the evidence base by which to evaluate the winners and losers, and to develop policies which respond to actual or potential impacts. Developing a new methodology. A recently completed study for the World Bank by the Refugee Studies Center in Oxford, Guidelines for Assessing the Impacts and Costs of Forced Displacement, and Note 3, responds to these needs. The guidelines aim to support both World Bank policymakers and humanitarian actors by providing appropriate and easy-to-use assessment tools for analyzing the economic and financial consequences of development and humanitarian assistance. The first stage in providing a comprehensive account is to ensure that wherever possible, all four relevant stakeholder groups are incorporated into the analysis, namely refugees, host population and country, area and country of origin, and providers of assistance to the displaced. Analysis of the impacts and costs for the country of origin may seem at odds with